It's a very important conference, considering that it has taken quite some time to actually convene in the aftermath of Geneva 1. And I think the circumstances involving human rights, the future of Syria, political participation, stability and security are paramount to actually address at this point in time.
Why are you particularly focusing on the importance of human rights in this conflict?
You have about 6.4 to 6.5 million persons displaced in Syria. You have about 2.4, 0.5 million persons from Syria as refugees in the neighboring countries. There are serious allegations as we speak of torture, inhuman and degrading treatment, of summary executions, and the fighting has gone on for a considerable period of time. And it's urban warfare. The cities are destroyed, and it will require quite a lot to reconstruct and rebuild Syria. And the people of Syria desire a future in which, you know, their freedom, their rights and their human rights will be ensured and respected.
How hopeful are you that a solution will be found in Switzerland?
I think that we should remain optimistic. One major difference this time round is that the major parties to the conflict have actually reached a stalemate, which they recognize. None of them can defeat each other militarily. And once that happens, then the logic of conflict is actually over. And it's time to bring that stalemate to the table and have concrete steps taken in order to have some agreement on how to proceed forward.
From your perspective, how much of a challenge do you think it was to bring all these different players to the table?
Oh, it's a huge challenge because the political dynamics are obviously riven with political rivalry and tension. And also, there are also different parties with different political agendas. There are jihadists now numbering more than 1,000 groups within Syria. You have what was the main backbone of the opposition, the Free Syrian Army, represented by the Syrian Opposition Council. So obviously, it's not possible that all of these groups can come to the table. But I think that those that have main influence over the fighting, over the war, over the politics, participation, at least would begin to chart out a path for peace, which others can join, those that are generally interested. And once you have that on one side, then they can begin to deal with those who are actually anti-peace elements and whose political agenda is not about peace, is not about democracy, but is about, again, either wanton destruction or taking Syria on a different path altogether.